The following episode of The First Mint was recorded on Friday, February 19th, 2021, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Pacific Time. It has been edited for your listening pleasure.
What is up, Top Shot Nation? One of the craziest days we will ever see, ever in the history of Top Shot. What is up? Happy Friday evening to everybody in Top Shot, whether you are new or you've been here or you're an OG. What a day. We'll never forget this. We're at 15 million and counting, and that's with the marketplace down right now. I'm sure some of you are just itching to get back on there and probably in for a crazy long night. You got LG Doucette, the real Phil D, and Plunge Father. This is the First Mint Friday. If it's your first time tuning in, thank you for being here. If you have been tuning in all this time, thank you for doing so. We have over 50 prizes to give out tonight, probably a record for any Top Shot stream ever. We have an amazing lineup of guests. We got Steph Sudo from the community. You've probably seen her all over the place. She's awesome on Twitter. She also has a huge following on TikTok. We got the guys from Evaluate Market that are going to show us their awesome tool and show us all about how to evaluate your moments. And then we have the man, the legend from last week, Mr. Arsenic, collecting 1,000 Cody Zellers. We put out a raffle and we've been trying to help him all week. And hopefully we can get him there tonight. We don't usually do this on the First Mint, but we're actually going to kick off the show with a raffle. Yeah, that's right.
Hold on, LG. Yeah. You got to tell the people what to do before they get raffles. They don't just get free raffles on this show, man. You got to tell them what they have to do before you do that raffle.
You are so good.
Come on.
What they
got
to do?
Let's go. Tell them, Plunge. No, tell them, Plunge. But hold on.
I can't do it.
Plunge thought he was being introduced as the man, the myth, the legend. Then you went with Arsenic. So we'll let Plunge have a little bit of thunder here. All right. Tell the people what to do, Plunge. What do they have to do for a raffle to start?
Am I doing this right? Smash the like button. Subscribe if you haven't already. Retweet the tweets. Go enter the raffle because it's live. It should be. I think I have it pinned on my Twitter. Okay, then don't do that.
Yeah, cut it off. We will have an in-chat trivia. So you guys that are in there right now, if you didn't get a chance to enter the raffle, and even if you did, we'll be doing an in-chat trivia. So look out for that. But first, smash that like button. Phil D, how many are we at?
They are smashing it. It has gone over, I believe it's got like 60. I don't know. The number's all over the place. I can't really see it right now.
60? Come on. All right, we'll get it up higher.
160.
Oh,
yeah. They smashed the like button, man. We're ready to go.
Okay, guys, 15,000 LE. What are your thoughts? This was just dropped on us 2 hours ago. What is going on? Did you expect everything to be LE'd or just some of the stuff?
All right. No. I'll say this. All right. Top Shot knows what they're doing. So they throw that little decoy out of a pack drop. And you know what a pack drop does to the Top Shot community? The pack drop, even rumors of a pack drop, has a Discord chat with people being put on a 1 hour, timeout before they can post again. This is how crazy pack drops are. So Top Shot teases a pack drop sometime late afternoon, and then at 6 p.m. Eastern time, just drops the bomb of every single remaining moment in Series 2 that was CC moves to LE, which is limited edition. For those who don't know, I don't even know if that's what it really stands for, but it's limited. They're not making it anymore. It's over. Now, we had spent how long speculating on which moments would be LE'd? We spent the entire week speculating, all right? We had people telling us no way they're going to do Steph. No way they're going to do Braun. No way they're going to do Luka. No way they're going to do this person. He just got his moment. All that nonsense was thrown out the window when they LE'd the entire catalog, which is insane because the prices, now the race is on to catch, a couple of cheap ones or whatever you can do. And I don't even know what to say. Like, I'm losing my mind. The marketplace has everybody losing their minds. And I don't even know if we'll be able to properly access the site for like a week after this.
And we'll see. And I think you hit it right on the head. Is like everybody had a different take on this. And I feel really good that last week when we talked about this, and I don't remember if everybody remembers the boiler room where I pointed a plunger at you and said, "Why are you selling this LeBron for $94? You crazy person." Can we get an update? What's that one at right now? Just taking
the LeBron
a look
was approaching, I think it had reached almost $500, the one that you discussed. Okay. And you know what? I went and bought some after that plunge.
Yeah. How many? Raise your hand if you went and bought one after I tweeted that on Monday or Tuesday.
I thought I was paying a bit too much, paying $125 after you said that, because they were still in the 90s or kind of climbing. And now look what happens. This thing will probably hit $800 or $900 tonight.
It's nuts. It's $799, $720 people are saying. So like, you know, if it was 110 or whatever, when I sent that tweet out, you're looking at 7X, but like, I don't think I expected that either. You know, I think what I was trying to highlight last week and again in the tweets earlier this week was, if you're expecting this to be bigger than 15,000, even if you were expecting it to be bigger, we're lagging, right? It wasn't even there. If you, even if you expected it to be 30, we weren't quite there. LeBron maybe, but like all the other moments weren't even close. And if you, I think I spent $233 or something like that, or $250 on all 10, I'm a small stack, like all 10 of those moments that I had sent out. And literally all of them are worth 50, you know, one of each is worth like $1,500 now. Like,
so are you a millionaire plunge or what, man?
Well, not even close. Not even close. I'm not.
We're going to check your account after, man. I don't believe you.
It's over 20. It cracked 20 for the first time.
There's just no way you spent $200 only, man. It guarantees you spent at least $1,000 just scooping everything up. All right. We'll fact check later.
I'm not that liquid yet. LG, are you back with us?
Honestly, I just got to listen to you guys. And even the other day when we jumped on like buying the LeBron three pointers and all that kind of stuff, I was like, okay, maybe. But honestly, even the conversations we're having on Twitter yesterday, where everybody was trying to make these secret lists, all this kind of stuff. Yeah. I really didn't think it would be all of them. So
I didn't either.
That is pretty crazy. But I think that, you know what it reminds me of, Phil D and Plunge? I don't even know if I knew you back then. It's that day I was just talking about on Twitter. I think it was like January 13th or 20th. It was a Wednesday morning. Where I woke up and you had texted me and you were like, oh my God, all of series one is LE. Because there was a point for January. There was like 2 weeks where like there was still series one. It's like, it was still a CC. Are they going to make more? And it was just like the market just flipped. And that just kind of like rocket launched all those moments and all the S1 stuff into being LE'd and into like skyrocketing. Because there was like $3 S1 moments before that, right? So it was pretty crazy. Guys,
I have to tell the story. Hold on. I have to just tell the story. When everything went LE, I get a phone call from LG. Plunge, I'm sorry. I wanted to add you in, but we didn't have time.
You're talking today. You're talking LG, today, right?
All right. You know when you go to the amusement park and you get on the craziest roller coaster and you've always got that one guy or girl that screams just like, I can't even explain it, man. That screams like there's no tomorrow. They've never been on a roller coaster. This is what LG was doing. The more he was reading that blog post, I wish I had a recording of it. I had him on speaker, and my entire household was like, what the hell is going on, man? I'm not joking. He was screaming.
Uncle Luke, are you okay?
Absolutely screaming like a maniac, man. Super happy. Exciting times.
Okay, guys, let's move on. LaMelo, I know we're going to talk probably with every guest tonight. We're definitely going to talk about the CC to LE change, but let's just put it aside for 1 second. We'll come back to it. We're going to talk about LeBron because I really do want to dig into that moment. But let's talk about the LaMelo moment. It's kind of, I feel like that was years ago was 500 and then 800 and then 1,000 and now it's 2,000. What is
going on? It's 3,000. It's 3,120 right now. Yeah.
It's 3,000. Okay. Sorry. I can't keep up. It's every 10 minutes it changes.
It's stupid. It's stupid, stupid, stupid. And I mean, I think it's way high. Depends on your timetable, right? Like, or at least, and I was talking about this earlier that like, the difference between what this looks like at the end of the season versus at the end of next season versus at the end of the next season after that is very different, right? So you have to keep that in mind. And I think a lot of this buy with LaMelo is, hey, this is the 5 year, this guy's going to be an all-star forever and certainly is going to be the rookie of the year, but, or at least as far as we know, but like, If this becomes like, this is a generational player that's going to be a generational player for the foreseeable future, that's the bet right now. And if that bet doesn't pan out, there's going to be a lot of people holding like really shitty bags on this one, in the same way that if you scooped up one of these other rookies that like you're paying out the butt for the three badge, which everybody apparently forgot about, and then they reblogged, which, you know, whatever, right? Like,
Plunge, you know, that'll happen again too.
Yeah,
you
it's going to happen
again.
Reblog
next week, and the same thing. It'll have another explosion effect, and then once the badges are actually applied, then it'll be the same again. It'll be another rocket launch.
Yeah, and you know, I think if you bought it at 500 and you sell it at 3,000, and you take your 6X and you walk away, even if it doubles from now, I think you should be real happy.
Are you serious? Hold on, you're walking away from LaMelo right now.
I don't have one.
I know you don't have one, but if you do have one, you're just walking right away. You're done.
Are you going to buy at the all-time high? Like, is it going to be the all-time high? I don't know.
Listen, LaMelo is one of those guys. We've noticed it now. I've said it over and over again that popularity is just as pretty much, well, not just as, but it's almost as important as skill, because LaMelo right now is kind of reaching the level of, I won't say LeBron or Steph or Luka, but he, of all the other players, he has to be in the top five in terms of popularity, where people are losing their minds for this guy. Whether it has to do with what the Ball family's been doing and LaVar's been doing over the years, I don't know. I think so. But he's marketable. People love to hate and love. Is he marketable, though? Yo, he is. He is. Because of his background. Absolutely. The fact that a Ball brother made
he's
the NBA.
He's such a wet blanket. Like, he's not fun.
Listen, everybody said the Ball brothers would suck. Every single one of them. All right?
Lonzo was super hyped, super hyped, and he had all this stuff, okay, and he couldn't make it work with LeBron and or Luke Walton in LA. Ends up in New Orleans in the fucking boiler room. Like, I have a better setup than he does, and he's like all but forgotten. What's Lonzo's moment doing right now? $6.
Nobody cares about Lonzo though. LaMelo's always been the hype.
No, but what would Lonzo's rookie moment have been 3 years ago? Because that math.
No, man. Are you kidding me?
Shift the time.
I do agree with Plunge with a little bit that at least the first couple months of Lonzo's career, people were a little bit. I remember people sharing the highlights on Twitter of like one pass he made. So it's like I could see that happening. But I do agree with Phil that I think Melo has more talent, just generally has
more talent.
I also think he's coming into a better situation. In Charlotte, where there's no pressure, as opposed to being drafted by the Lakers.
Here's the question. Are people going for the Master Challenge right now if a Tyler Hero's at the end of that Master Challenge, the way they're going at it right now?
No, no, no. We can't talk about Cool Cats yet. We're going to talk about Cool Cats.
No. I'm just saying. Because LaMelo was announced as the reward, which to me, other than LeBron and maybe Luka, there's not another player that you could have put up there as the end reward that would have made these things as popular as they've become right now.
You wouldn't go after a Matisse Thybulle?
Never, absolutely not. I don't even want to go after a Derrick Rose, so you can't ask me that. All right, I like Derrick Rose, but
I'm on the same team on that one.
I'm just saying that LaMelo is the catch behind that entire Cool Cats.
But numerology, bro.
Okay,
numerology.
Hey, LG, okay, how come your haircut's not on this list, man? Everyone's asking about your haircut. Why? Where do you live? Yeah, they want to know where you live that you can get a haircut right now, man. Why don't you give us your secrets?
Listen, man, this guy. I left the house once in the last couple months, and it was to get a private haircut, bro. Okay?
Private haircut. All right, well.
I haven't gone anywhere else. There's people here going to restaurants and hanging out and cars and stuff like that. I don't do any of that, man. I sit right here 26 nice hours a day though. Reporting on Top Shot. I'm allowed to go get a little trim once in a while, okay?
Just a little.
That's my. I know. I do remember
like,
the start of. The-
you look like Edward Norton in American History X right now. So just don't curse
that's great.
Me.
Okay. Yeah. You know that's exactly Plunge. That's exactly what I was going for. Thank you for that. Okay, LeBron three pointer. Okay, guys. Honestly, this is a play that I think since it came out, I'm just going to transition right into it. Since it came out, I feel like it's in Top Shot, especially. It's already starting to be built as an instant classic. I'm not even kidding. Every time I actually look at it, I'm like, this is such a hilarious play. Also, it's also a bench
reaction. So good, man.
For so long in Top Shot, we've talked about different sets and how one day we could do like a reaction set. I always talk about like the Shaq filming Vince Carter's slam dunk as like being probably the best moment we could ever have. But this moment is like half a great LeBron moment, half a great bench reaction. I really think, especially now that it's LE'd, man, I did a contest for one yesterday on Twitter, and I wish I just maxed out the credit card on buying all of them.
Costly contest to run.
It's $795 right now.
Yeah, that's tough. When you look up LG's account, that's nothing, man. LG could be handing these out left and right, so it doesn't really matter.
I only have one.
When are you going to crack the top? When are you going to crack the evaluate market top 25, LG?
Oh, man, never. I am not nearly smart enough to get into that one, man.
That is my favorite. Absolutely. Sorry.
Win packs, bro.
Absolute favorite moment on Top Shot right now. And I'm not a huge LeBron fan. I like LeBron and respect the way he plays, but I'm not a huge LeBron fan. As a Raptors fan for years, it's hard to be a LeBron fan, right? I mean, he destroyed us. He annoyed us, all that stuff. But I respect him as one of the greatest players of all time. And that play is so amazing. Like, you're right. The bench reaction, the player reaction, it's fantastic, man. It's so LeBron. I even showed my daughter, and she said, well, what happens if he misses? I said, well, then you never see it, right? You probably see it, but you don't see it on something like Top Shot.
He did have a miss the other night. Did you see that? Did you get? You guys saw LeBron
from
miss
the logo?
Oh, he's airballing one or two a night now. He has been called out by a lot of broadcasters, but that was nasty, man. I love that moment.
You put a lot of pennies in the piggy bank, putting 35,000 points in a small ring over the last 18 years or whatever. Like you're allowed an airball from downtown whenever you want.
He can huck it up, man. He can huck it up. Okay, le cadeau, the gift. I know this. I feel like we've actually literally completely forgotten that this set ever existed at this point. It seems like the pain of Saturday of people that didn't get one. All like I feel like that's all gone now. I feel like it's been washed away. We got Cool Cats 2 this week. We'll talk about it in a second. We got literally, so much other news in the last couple of hours. The gift, guys, what are your thoughts on it at this point? Is it, should anybody be pursuing this D Rose? Are people going to get it?
Well, if your bankroll allows it, go for it. Right. If you're a huge D Rose fan, yes. For me, it's not my thing. I'd rather go for the bigger name players. Again, a guy I respect for sure, but I mean, it depends where your money is and, you know, what you're spending, what your bankroll is, what your budget is, all that. If you're someone with just an average budget or someone who's, you know, trying to save their money for something else, you're definitely not going for the gift. It's completely priced people out after LG's predictions that the gift would be in the $30 or $40 range. So I'll tell my story. When I got the gift, I see this thing starting to crash. I'm like, oh, hell no. I'm selling it at like $60. And now I'm sitting here looking like a jackass. Selling that thing at $60 and rooting against everybody who's got the gift now because I'm so pissed off about this damn thing. But I have zero stake in the gift, so I'm not a fan. Throw it out.
Hey, listen, man. I made projections, and I know everybody was mad about my Cool Cats 2 projections. Listen, first
my friends
of all,
are shitting all over
I'm human, okay? I'm human. Okay, listen, everybody writes, hey, thanks for your podcast, all that kind of stuff. Whatever. Like, I sometimes.
You're right on John Wall.
Okay. Also, yeah, John Wall, thank you. But also, I didn't know that literally every single major sports publication in America this week would launch a huge article, deep dive into Top Shot, and that Mark Cuban would go on ESPN and talk about how much he loves Top Shot. Gary Vee would come out and start, tweeting NFT and saying, I love Top Shot and tweeting. It's not an article he wrote. Somebody else wrote it for him, but he tweeted it. Bob wrote that. But it's, those are predictions before that. Okay. Those were like cold market predictions, like 2 weeks before when everything was dead. I was like, listen, no one has time for these packs. Dead wrong. Don't worry. I will just, instead of doing math next time, I'm literally just going to make numbers up and it'll probably be a lot closer.
I was convinced that when they did it, it was literally so that they could pay for Jacob's overtime. I was like, they had to figure out a way to like, cause he said something in office hours. He was like, he's working 85 hours a week. And if he's working 85 hours a week, then all the devs are working too.
And the money and that's coming thinking, in, I'll work that many hours.
I mean, fair enough. And I think most of us are. I mean, if you're doing 40 or 50 in your day job and grinding 30 on Top Shot, like we're doing 80 hours too. It just don't happen to be all up for the same thing. But I was thinking, I was like, this is, you know, you put all these packs out there and there were somewhere in the neighborhood of like 20,000 that actually got opened between the five players, right around 4,000 each. Right. And they held back 20,000, which we didn't know away.
Where the hell are the others, man? Seriously.
Promotional use, baby.
What promotional use? They gave
for
Josh
whatever they want.
Hey, Alan from Dapper responded on Twitter saying that the rest are being held for promotional use.
Josh
which
Hart
is
got
fine.
Two.
They not, never said they were 200. All coming out. They never said all of them were coming out. But again, that's something.
You got to pay attention to that kind of thing.
Come back to myself. I didn't calculate in that only like 45% of those would actually come out. Okay. If we had 44,000 gifts hit the market at the same time, not scattered over 24 hours, would have been a bit of a different story. But that's not what happened. So
if you got all five of them or four, because you had one, right? If you did everything right and you got all four of them for $400, that's an awesome deal. You should feel really good about it.
Yeah, that deal is long gone.
I would not pay. Right now, everything's like in between 220 and I think Donovan Mitchell's 300, which is the one that I got, but I gave it away for something else. Wow. I think I traded it. I'm doing Cool Cats. And then a friend of mine, I think he's actually in the chat, Huey, who he's not doing Cool Cats, but he is doing the gift. So we like flipped and said, I'll take your Boogie, you take my Donovan Mitchell, and then we'll just flip back at the end of it. But the idea there, like, I would not, no way would I pay $1,000 for a D Rose on the other end of it, because, and this is the reason why. The reason why is because I think that the get, like, these will cut in half or more. I think they will be probably more, like, especially once the other ones get released out into the like ecosystem. I think each of the pieces of it are probably only going to be in the 100-ish dollar range. I could be very wrong, but like, it's just not then worth it to me to have that. And D Rose, frankly, like, cool. 2011 was a great year.
Watch,
he's been on 17 teams in between now and then. He's in New York now. Cool. Like, New Jersey, but like,
dude, he's got a lot of loyal fans, man. Watch what you say. All right.
All right. We got to move on. Good takes, guys. Okay. Just zeroing in on this tweet here. Pickle has been banned pending completion of our investigation.
Got him.
Guys, we got him. I know a lot of people on Twitter are mad about Pickle. Gentlemen, what a nit, like, quick 20 seconds take. So we got to get on it because he's Steph's waiting to come and talk on the show. Guys, really quick, Pickle's gone. Quick reaction.
Pickles, hope we never see you again. But here's the thing I caught from office hours today. They are giving a bounty reward to people who report bots. And I even had some secret DM from someone showing me today an account that has 18 Luca Cool Cats, and none of them were bought on the market. So, hey, I'm not going to do it. You can report those. I'm glad he's gone.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
I don't have anything to add.
That one. What the hell happened to Plunge?
Okay, guys. Hey, Plunge is gone. Okay, guys. It's time. We've had one guest on the show before. This is going to be our second guest ever. She came into Top Shot last October, I think. She'll correct me if I was wrong. You've definitely seen her in Discord, and she's on Twitter. She's got almost 1,000 followers now, tweeting out some excellent time effect or time worthy information about Top Shot, about pack drops, about moments that are coming out, about everything that's going on in the marketplace. She actually has over 600,000 followers on TikTok. I just discovered that by looking her up today to make sure I had enough information about her. She's a moderator in a few other Top Shot Discords, so you definitely know her if you're from there. Ladies and gentlemen, Steph Super.
That's
a live view. It's actually most of the people watching in Australia where there's no COVID anymore. So that's actually
that was crazy.
That's First Mint HQ in Australia where people can watch. That's a real live crowd. It's 12 in the afternoon there, if you can't tell.
Clearly. Dude, that was awesome. I was like, whoa, I'm getting pumped up. Let's go.
Welcome to the First Mint. Have you done your shopping today? That's the main question.
Yesterday. Is when I kind of like was doing my shopping. Today I was doing some selling, I would say.
Ooh. So
not too much shopping today.
What'd you sell? Spill the deets.
Dude, easy there. I had my eye, this is actually really disappointing, but I had my eyes on this thing that I was like, oh my God, nobody else sees this. This is amazing. And I was like selling so much to get it. And I was trying to get 12K. I sold 6K, and then they delisted it. And I was like, no. But I bought better stuff anyway, so it's all good. But I was trying to buy a LeBron single-digit Western Conference for 12K. And then because the dude had, like, forgot about his profile, I'm pretty sure he only had 10 moments, and they're all for sale, and he started in June. And I was like, oh, my God, he totally, like, forgot about his account. But then I guess he remembered, and he took it down today, and I was like, dang.
That's a good point. There's got to be people out there that don't know they have accounts. Like, actually.
Oh, yeah. And you see that on Twitter all day of people saying, like, oh, I forgot I had these moments listed, and just kicking themselves today.
Well, I think it's a big problem that, you know, when they go down in this maintenance mode and you have a listing up, you can't get it down. And I think a lot of it has to do with the same transaction issue that they have with some of the Flow blockchain stuff, where like things get locked up, and I don't know exactly how it works, but it seems like there's some sort of manual reconciliation behind the scenes. But getting caught with your pants down on something like that sucks. So, but anyway, such is life.
But so yeah. Here's a question, Steph. Do you have, when the marketplace reopens, I don't know if it's open right now, I can't check, but when the marketplace reopens, are you more running to buy something or delist something like we saw some people who have like 10 different things they need to take down, and they're obviously not going to be able to get to all of them.
And I'm seeing in the chat, it looks like Kenneth and a couple other folks are saying that they fixed that issue now, that you can delist while in maintenance, which that is a huge, huge boon. I didn't know that. So thanks for
Okay. All right. That changes it a bit then.
Oh, I didn't see that. That's great information to have.
Yeah. And they also said that they're going to randomly, like during this time, open it up and then close it again. So I don't know. People are going to be like refreshing forever at this
disaster.
Point.
That's amazing. Steph, you know, when you were telling me earlier, I was asking you if you were going to be able to share some strategy with us on the show. And the first thing you told me was that you don't do challenges ever.
Yeah, I don't.
What is up with that?
Wow.
You're even top shot if you don't do challenges.
It's controversial, but I think everyone has their own strategy based on their goals. You know, so it's like, it's not like you can be like, well, this is right and this is wrong, because it depends what your goals are. So for me, you know, Plant Father's like, hallelujah. What my goals are, I'm not putting money in. I'm playing with house money and I'm doing flips. And so if I get a challenge moment, it's pumped up, I'm going to sell it because I'm going to be looking at other deals on the market while everyone's focused on the challenge. I'm going to be focused on these small things that people aren't focused on because everyone's focused on the challenge. Everyone's talking about it, you know? So that's personally my strategy, but you know, it doesn't work for everyone, but it does work for me. I actually really like the strategy.
All right. Yeah, that's fair. You know, I've actually thought before about even with the Cool Cat stuff, which we'll talk about Cool Cats in a bit. I've actually thought about, like, especially now, since, you know, I always thought Cool Cats 2 would go all the way down and it's clearly not going to happen. I've thought maybe I should just not do challenges either. You know what I mean? Or at least
with challenges.
Price smart.
LG, you're not stopping challenges. You know, is there you're like all a, in. Come on, man.
It's so tempting to sell Will Barton right now, man. It's so tempting.
$300?
Will Barton, like, is this, hold on. Have we ever seen anything like it? Like a Will Barton?
Yeah, Evan Fournier all over again.
I wasn't part of that. I have no idea what moment that was. But
no,
I mean it's same concept though. Like you have more hands that are holding on to the same finite resource, right? And you just, everybody that needs it wants it, and everybody that has it either already has it and already doesn't need it, and just knows that there are more people that need it. So it just goes.
That was a frenzy when that list came out of the base moments needed. That was chaos, man. Like you're trying to score $4 Will Bartons, then you saw it go up to 40. So then you started going down to 30, and you start panicking. You start selling all of them, and then you sit there this morning, and it hits $300, and you had like five or six of them, like some people did. You're probably kicking yourself, right? That was wild. But that's the beauty of this thing, right? You just don't know.
It looks like it's $199 now. So Steph, I got a question for you. So even though you're not doing challenges, are you using the challenges as opportunities to flip or strategize around the focus being on those other things? Because I know there's tons of people out there, like the gift is a really good example where you've got something that is needed by others, but you're not necessarily interested in D Rose or something like that. But like, how do you think about those types of things? And how do you sort of strategize around that?
That's a good question. For the gift, I actually saved that pack and I plan on saving it for years. So like that was a thing that I decided to save because most people open their pack, you know, it was free and you're going to open it because it was free and might as well make some profit. But I was like, this is special. No, I don't know when they're going to do another gift like this. Like some people down the road, they're never going to be able to just randomly get a gift pack, you know? So, and most people didn't save theirs. So I feel like it's kind of special to save stuff like that. I didn't save any Cool Cats. I did just sell them, but the opportunity you're talking about with the D Rose, like, do I see opportunities and, you know, well, maybe I can buy some to flip. Mm-hmm. Well, for me, I looked at, I was like, okay, if D Rose is the reward, then when the reward comes out and people start kind of like, you know, placing value on the reward, they're also going to look at other D Rose. And if they can't afford the gift D Rose, they're going to be like, well, maybe I'll buy this one. So I was buying up all the S1 D Roses and nice. Actually already flipped them, even though, yeah, I flipped a little bit early, but I still made a solid profit.
Yeah. I was looking at the MGLE. The MGLE was like I think it was like 220. Like it was, it cost less at the, at that time I was doing the math against the like $80 gifts for the other four pieces that you needed. And like, hey, if you're going to spend $300, go buy this metallic gold. But so you already cashed in a little bit on the frenzy.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I try not to get too greedy because I know we're in a pump. So it's like, I'm selling and making profit. And then I'm buying stuff that I want to hold long-term so that I'm not like freaking out. If like things go down, I'm like, holy shit, I bought at the top. You know, I don't think we're at the top yet, but I definitely think we are like kind of getting there. So I'm very cautious on flipping hot potatoes, as I call them. Sure. I'm not trying to flip cool cats right now. It's kind of dangerous in my opinion.
Yeah, it's getting caught on the back end of something bad. There is just like, it's so if nothing else, even if it's financially like okay, it's so stressful. Yeah. I think you know, I've been on the back end of a couple bad things where like I bought and it's just tanking, and I'm just like, oh man, this is awful. I don't want to leave it now, but I kind of want to get out of this and jump ship. And it's just like that psychology of just, you know, what do I do? It's sort of paralyzing in some regards, but it's also just like, it's taxing. It's like physically, mentally, and emotionally taxing.
I think Plunge today was a great example. And I keep saying this because I've been in those panic moments where I'm like, oh my God, something's tanking. I got to get rid of it. Here's a good example. My Kyrie Irving series one, whatever serial number it was, only 1500 of them out there, had gone from like two or 300 down to, I think it was down to $91. And I'm like, oh man, let me get this thing out of here. I don't know what's going on. So I listed it for 105 and it stayed there for like 2-3 days. Nobody touched it. And I'm like, I've never sold a moment that doesn't get sold almost right away. So I took it off and kept it. And all of a sudden today, look where it's at. It's back above 500, 600, whatever it's at, less than a week later. So it's a good lesson that right now, because Top Shot is so new and so many new people are coming in, there is no such thing as a tanking moment. Even though it may go down based on what the market is doing, it will eventually bounce back up. We saw it today. Great example. Whatever you held on to in the last few days, you cashed in huge.
Steph, let's come back to you. From the chat in here, you're gaining like a million new fans from people saying that they can't believe the way that you collect and that you have the discipline. Guys, Steph Sudo on Twitter, make sure you go follow, smash that follow button. On Twitter, on Discord, hit her up. Steph, before people hit you up for advice, because now they're going to do it like crazy. We're talking about your strategy. People are going to start asking you every single question, like should they buy Malcolm Brogdon Series 1 or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay? Before they do that, they should know a couple more things about you. So another thing you shared with me the other day is that you actually don't follow basketball that much. Is that true?
Yeah, I don't. And a lot of people will kind of talk shit about that. They're like, you don't follow basketball, you don't know. And I'm like, you don't really have to understand markets. And also, I think sometimes it's an advantage not to know, because people can be very biased with it. And they can be like, oh, this player sucks, I'm not going to be buying him. And it's like, well, I see an opportunity to flip down the road. Like, you know, so I don't know. Yeah, there's a little disadvantage there is. But there's also kind of an advantage where you're not as biased about certain players.
Yeah. No, yeah, you have the emotion removed. Yeah, exactly. If you follow basketball too much, you'll be too partial to players you really like who might not be as popular on Top Shot. Okay. I also, what is something people might not know about you, especially maybe related to your family?
I actually have a twin sister named Jennifer, which some people in the chat, I think they knew that. I can see.
Probably.
But she just started her YouTube channel and everyone's been like, whoa, you're doing great on it. We're both kind of naturals in front of the camera and we like attention. So it's pretty easy for us to like do this. I won't lie.
You're a natural. You're a natural, man. So this is,
yeah. I love it.
I'll probably be starting a Twitch stream soon because I love like going live. Like I don't like editing things. So I love going live. I think I'll do that.
That's the way to it. Yeah, fuck it. Like,
you know, why spend time on that? Screw editing.
But production quality doesn't matter.
Nice.
Well, you guys have like, it takes a lot. I know from a TikTok perspective, like editing is everything, right? Like, and yes, you could be extemporaneous and do all these things that, you know, and catch it on the first take. But I know plenty of people that, you know, it's a cumbersome effort.
I really don't like editing. I really don't like it at all. As soon as I can afford to outsource that, if I sell a LeBron, I'm outsourcing editing for everything.
Hey, I mean, we're at what, $900 now or something crazy like that.
I don't have that, LeBron.
Wow, man. We're going to track that number. I'll all stream. Steph, last question for you before we got a game. We got a very special game for you in a second. The other day, you were on an awesome chat with Katie from Dapper Labs and all the women kind of involved in Top Shot. Looks like you got some good kind of FaceTime with everybody. If there's one other person at Dapper Labs that you could have a one-on-one conversation, let's say maybe on your future YouTube channel, who would it be?
Honestly, probably Candy. A lot of people know her by Rude Moose, but we kind of actually chatted a little bit after the ladies hour, and she just quit her full-time job like to go all in on this, and now she's
involved
in Dapper. So I'm pretty impressed. Like, and she started, she's been in the whole NFT space for years. Like, she's a huge crypto kitty person. So I really look up to her in that. And being a lady in the space, you know, it's sometimes it can be intimidating. I mean, it's an equal playing field for sure, but sometimes it just can. And that's why she had Rude Moose as her username. But she said, I decided to kind of reveal that I'm a female, and she changed it to Candy, which is her name.
So yeah, she is great. We had her on Clubhouse the other night, and man, she is super smart. And she's also working on Flamenco, which my earlier podcast guest from this week, Axlo, is also working on, which is a signature project for Top Shot Moments. Okay, yeah. Steph, are you ready for your game? For
yeah,
game,
yeah.
For your Top Shot game that we are going to play? Okay, first, but this is a game we designed. It's a guessing game. It's going to be really easy, but you can't play it by yourself. Okay. So we have a special guest that who's going to play it for you today.
And her boyfriend, Benny.
It's just you're always so busy and you have so many games, yeah, and appearances. You're just never around. I've been seeing somebody else.
Well, let's meet the guy.
Oh my, no.
No, not him, no. Anyone but him.
No. All right, we haven't done a reveal in a while. I'm bringing in the person who's gonna play with Steph.
Whoa!
Yeah, what the heck? Yo, what's up?
You guys, are you guys like related or what?
It was so hard keeping it a secret. Like, I almost told you like a million times, and he's like, please keep it a secret. I was like, hey Steph, and I'm like, oh wait, I can't tell her. That's so funny. I literally thought you were in the other you were doing another live stream. I was expecting you to be in that.
Are you guys physically in the same location, just in different rooms?
I'm in my room. Yeah.
LG and Phil, are you guys also in different rooms in the same house?
Come on, man. We don't even live in the same time zone, man.
Oh my God. Hey, I feel like it's a very family situation. If you guys want me to head out,
are you in the same room as your plunger?
No, I don't have a bathroom down here.
Okay.
Oh. Okay. We're gonna play a game, Jen. You know what the game is. Pretty much, we're gonna see one of the biggest questions. Steph, you told me this the other day. One of the biggest questions that twins get is, are you telepathic?
Okay, bring it on. I'm ready.
So, Jen, I think what I need both of you guys to do is get some pen and paper, and we are going to ask you guys a question.
Okay.
And we will see. You're going to have to write it down, and I want to see hands. I don't want to see any secret typing. I don't want any secret Morse code. Okay? It's only you can only use your telepathy of twins. And I'm going to ask you a question, and you guys both have to answer the exact same one. If you get the answer right, we are going to do a raffle for that question. Each question is tied to a player, to a moment. If you get the answer wrong, something very bad is going to happen to the moment.
Oh, yes.
And I'm going to tell you what that bad thing is once we're done, once we know how many moments are going to have a bad thing happen to them, okay?
No pressure.
No pressure, but you are playing for the audience, okay? So these are for more moments that the audience can win. They'll be raffled off, okay? Let's do a practice one, okay? Let's do a practice one, just so everybody knows how it works. This is one that I think I know pretty well. Who amongst the two of you is the rebel twin? Write it down. Let's practice. Write it down. Don't say it.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, reveal.
Jen. Fuck, I knew it.
Oh my God.
We're off to a good start.
Okay, but she always says, always tells people that she's a rebel, even though she knows
to be
like, she is. So I was like, all right, who's going to say that she is? I said I'm the evil twin, but I say you're the rebel. That's what I said.
The evil twin.
Okay, we're off to a good start. Clearly, they are very synced in their telepathic abilities. Okay, yes, question number one. Question number one.
Wow.
This question is for a Tyler hero. S2 number 5924. It's going to be worth a lot more in the morning. If you get it right, it's going to the audience via raffle. If you get it wrong, it's going somewhere much darker than that. Okay. Okay. Question number one, out of the two of you, who is the better dresser? Who dresses the best?
I'm ready.
No hand signals.
Yeah, no. Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Me.
Wow, LG. Nice.
Okay.
Thank God.
Okay, so that's an audience win. Congratulations, audience. We're gonna raffle off the Tyler Hero. Question number two. This one doesn't even make any sense. Is Roham a cool cat?
I'm ready.
3, 2, 1, reveal.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. That's another one for the audience. Okay.
We got you guys. All right. We're doing good. We're doing good.
Who is the better all-time great basketball player, Michael Jordan or LeBron James? Use your powers. Use your powers.
I'm not thinking about what she's going to say.
Oh, okay.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, reveal.
MJ.
Oh, man. 3 for 3.
MJ, too.
My heart.
Wow.
My heart.
Wow.
My heart.
Okay. Question number four. Who is better at Top Shot? Steph or Jen? They must know. They knew it right away. 3, 2, 1, reveal. Yeah, okay, wow. Steph. All right, 4 for 4.
We want to see the dark side at least once.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, okay. Guys, what's the current price of the LaMelo rookie moment?
Wait, what? That's what's the price
for us? Oh. Does anybody know the current price of the LaMelo moment? That's not the question. It's going to be related to that.
Yes.
How much is it? Does anybody know? Because this could be part of the question.
Yes, I do.
What is it, Plunge?
$3,100.
Okay. Jen and Steph, LaMelo Ball, rookie moment. It's going to get 3 badges at $3,100. And you know what's happening in the marketplace this weekend. Mm-hmm. Is it a buy or not?
You need to specify for long-term, for short-term flip.
Doesn't matter. Are you buying it? If you have the cash in your account, are you buying it for $3,100 right now? Yes or no? 3, 2, 1.
No.
Wow. Oh, nice. All right. That's 5 for 5. You guys are telepathic. You're telepathic. Okay, well, there will be no dark thing that happens to a moment today. Just so you guys know, the dark thing that is going to happen in the moment, and this will happen one day, although it's not going to happen today, is that we take the moment and we put it on the marketplace for $1. But it's not going to happen today. It's not going to happen today. I'm just going to tease it for you. I even made a video for it, but we're gonna wait for that.
We're stress test, wow. LG. That's what it is. We're trying to break the market. We got 800 people trying to find a $1, whatever it is. We're going to break it.
Yeah, well, that's we'll have to wait till next week to do it, or some other challenge we'll do. Steph and Jen, thank you so much for your time. It's been awesome to have you guys. Everybody in the chat in Australia, that crowd, give them a big hand of applause. Give me some claps in the chat there. Steph Suter on Twitter. Jen, you've also got a great TikTok, and you've also started a YouTube. What channel should they follow for you?
YouTube is Jennifer Top Shots. Yeah.
With an S or a Z.
Smash that subscribe for that one.
S or Z? There's no S, right? There's no S.
Seriously, Plunge.
Just Top Shot.
Jennifer,
Plunge, where
top
did you go to
shot.
School, man?
Notre Dame. Where'd you go to school? It's what? French.
Okay. Okay.
Not even
ladies,
close.
Pseudo Sisters, thank you so much. We will have
love
to have
having
you on the show
guys.
Again. It's been awesome.
Good meeting you.
Steph, thank you so
thank
much.
You
follow
you
them.
Guys. Thank you.
Goodbye. Wow. Wow!
I can't believe they failed on the practice round, and then
they got the only question that matters right, which is whether or not who's the best basketball player ever, or whatever the question was. Well done.
We're gonna move on. It's time. Right, you know what? That intro is too long. I still haven't cut it down. So, Plunge, we're just gonna go right into it if you're ready.
Oh, am I showing stuff now? Cool. Let's go.
Yeah. Yes.
Sounds good.
Yes, you are.
Hold on. Let me get myself situated and we will go from here. All right. So what I wanted to talk about, and we hit on this a little bit earlier in the show, is sort of what has happened relative to the market cap movement of particular players over the week. And I took this screenshot before like 4 o'clock this afternoon from some values that I was taking at, 219 for the low ask for both the 7,500 edition, limited edition for those 10 players that had those limited editions, as well as their 1500 or 15,000, I should say, circulating count. And at the moment, it was really interesting to look at what we had seen and sort of which players had caught up with one another. So before I dive into what I think is interesting, LG and Phil, if anything, what sticks out about this breakdown to you most heavily? And again, what we're looking at is here are the 7,500 limited editions for all these 10 players, what their low ask for those moments was on the 16th, which was Tuesday, and then what their low ask was as of about 4 o'clock this afternoon, which has since gone up because of the news. Mm-hmm. And then also for that second circulating count, the LE or the CCs that just went LE. Again, this is before they went LE, but even before they went LE, before Alan sent out that blog right around 5 o'clock this afternoon, Central Time, 6 o'clock Eastern, there had been a ton of movement between Tuesday and this week. So I'm curious, like what sticks out to you, and what sticks out like a sore thumb, or what sticks out like a shining star in this grid, in this breakdown?
I think for me, it's still LeBron on his latest moment was still, I mean, it was still shocking. A LeBron will always be a LeBron. And people were asking me why I was stockpiling LeBrons and Lucas the last couple of days. And I said, because, all right, there's all these rumors that LeBron, Luca, all these guys are going LE. So here's the deal. Yes, we could have only paid $100 and something last week or a couple of days ago. Now I'm still going to pay $175 for Lucas. I got 4, 5, 6 of them, whatever it was. I kept buying them. And for me, it's like, all right, is the only reason you're paying that much or you're paying at all because you think it's going LE? Well, guess what? It's going LE at some point in the next few weeks, the next few months. And if you still hold on to those, doesn't matter how much the value goes down, it'll rocket back up. So the ability to get a LeBron, and LeBron is like the mecca on top. Like he's the king of Top Shot. He really is, right? So the ability to get LeBron for $110 only so many days ago is for me shocking. It really is. And that's the reason I bought some. I said, you know what? I sometimes I don't even look at the actual highlight. I just go based on the player. But watching that LeBron play, I'm like, man, I remember this play, and this is one of my favorite plays of the last whatever seasons. It really is. It's such a cool play. So the fact that it was only that much for me was shocking. Forget all the other guys. KD also really low price there, a little surprising, and he took a big jump. But LeBron, we know what happens to LeBron moments. At some point in time, they skyrocket, no matter how many there are. So how could they be so low priced where you're able to get a bunch of them for $500 or $600, which is obviously going to be their low ask in the near future, right? It's crazy to me.
So with that, and now we have a very interesting difference between what the situation was at 4 o'clock this afternoon Central, what was different about that on Tuesday, right? Like this concept that it's, 50% of the market cap relative to the expectations. Now you've got a very curious position where we have two different base series moments, right? Like base set series two moments between LeBron, right? This one has twice as much supply. And yes, it is a much cooler moment. But is it worth that much more from a market cap perspective than the current 7,500, right? So there's twice as much of this. If we were taking perfect equal market cap between them, we would expect from a rational market that this one would be twice as expensive from a low ask as this one. But right now, they're much closer than that. So question for you, Phil, question for you, LG, is this overvalued? Or is this undervalued? Or are they both reasonably valued?
I think that's a good question, man. I think you got to really think about the emotions in the market. I've always maintained that that Top Shot is half performance of the players and their merit as great basketball players, and half just pure popularity and also emotion. And I think something like this, it's like, I remember when that 7,500 moment went LE and there was a surge. And you know how much it was going on the market for when the day it turned LE? No, it was going for $40. I bought them at $40 the moment it went LE. I bought like three.
No, no, no. That's not true because I had this one when it went LE. It was, are you sure?
Yes.
I thought it was like $239 was when I saw it.
And then no, this one. It was $40. It was like $40. It was like that one, Kevin Durant, Hero, Dame, okay. Whatever else they were. It was like a Wednesday night. Marketplace came back. They'd been switched. Okay.
So maybe I'm thinking of something different, but this one, so I think I cracked, I have this one and I also have a couple of these ones because I bought them on Tuesday, right? For $100 and whatever. And shout out to Vinny, my boy, who thought that $95 was too expensive for our fund. And he thought that they were going to dip because more were going to come out in packs. And he was worried that they were going to go down to $50.
You got to go solo, man.
No, I can't.
Throw
them
out. Kick them out.
Vinny, he's skiing, in Colorado right now.
Man, cut him, so, cut his ass loose.
When I got this one, it was $240 and it dipped hard because I got it right. I cracked it from a pack in one of those packs, like that week of the 18th of January or whatever it was. It was one of the first packs that I got. And it was like, holy cow, I have this really cool moment. That's a LeBron, you know, to your point, Phil, like the mecca of, or, you know, the pinnacle of Top Shot.
Messiah.
The Messiah, right? At the level that I was in at. I don't have an MGLE. I don't have a hollow icon. I don't play in that end of the pool. But it was cool. And it was $240 or whatever it was. And then we had this massive, you know, Top Shot recession over the next 2 weeks as they struggled with supply. Right? Like whatever it was. It was a mini recession, whatever, the dip. And I don't think it was a function of like, oh, hey, there's expectations that just aren't met. It was literally there was a supply shortage and people got disinterested and there weren't enough moments to go around. And it wasn't a scarcity problem. It was just like disinterest and so forth. And LG and I have talked about this a bunch of times. But this moment was $110 at that point. So it's 10X from then, from like late January. But I think, to be quite frank, I think this one, if I had to guess, like this one is probably more appropriately valued now than it was, maybe a little inflated, but I could see now and vary it relative to what it was at literally 4 o'clock this afternoon. If you look at this low ask at 428 and it's gone up to $900 because it went LE, this one's only gone up about $200. So if you expect this to go up as well, and yes, it's not as cool a moment, but like, is this an investment opportunity? I don't give investment advice, but like, if I had $1,000, this would not be the worst purchase of that thing.
I just want to say one thing. I know we got to keep moving, guys, but I want to say this. I had this discussion today with a bunch of guys. Everyone's saying, hold on, those series ones are worth so much. The question is why? People actually like new stuff, whether you want to admit it or not. Mm-hmm. I mean, and we're not talking about the series one being made 10 years ago. We're mm-hmm. talking about the series one being made even recently. Like so September, why would October, new right? stuff not be popular is what I'm saying. People are all saying, oh, Series 2 won't be worth the same as Series 1, the original series. Why not? People love new stuff. They just do, man. They're willing to put all their money into new stuff. So I am not shocked if that moment completely destroys the other one. It's newer. People love that
guys,
stuff.
Let's move on. Let's move on. We can talk about LeBron all day. Plunge.
The last thing that I want to hit on, and just in case we have any people that I can actually play in this end of the pool, which is probably not that many of us. And again, this was at, I don't know what time, at 4 o'clock this afternoon that I took these numbers, right? Just a quick update on the holo icon stuff. And just to reiterate to everybody that may not be super keen or super interested in this right away, what happened and where we are with it. So holo icon packs dropped. It was, I think it was 2 weekends ago at this point, right? It was like February 7th or whatever it was that they dropped them. You know, everybody loaded up on their $1,000 and stood in line and, you know, they got 23,000 or 2,300 of them out. But just to reiterate, there are 27 moments that were released in those packs. Those 27 moments even each have a mint of 99. So 26,000 or 2,600, excuse me. I keep saying that wrong. They've held about 300 of those back through various other things, right? So of those 27 moments, there are correspondingly three challenge rewards that have been minted. The first one is Trae Young. The next two are Jokic and Harden, right? So right now, nine of those 27 moments are necessary for the Trae Young reward, which I think finishes next Monday or something like that. And when we were looking at this last week on Friday, right before the show, the total cost from a floor perspective of these holo icons was right around $20,000. It was just below it, like $19,000. And when I looked at this again today, I was very surprised that it was $35,000. But then I started digging into it and felt, you know, started realizing that there, from a utility perspective, like these have massive utility, because if you expect, like, if a Trey Young holo that's has a mint of, let's just call it 50, half of those, like, let's say it's 50, it could be 40, it could be 60, a half of that is a Trey Young holo icon 50 worth as much as the Anthony Davis? Because you have to realize that these holo icons, yes, some of them will diminish in value and decrease in value once the challenge is over, but not nearly to the degree that things like the Will Barton Series 2 base or the TJ McConnell that is like skyrocketing. Like these will retain and hold value in a different way than some of those moments that are necessary in the moment for those particular things. So it's one of those things where, you know, right now, if the cost for Trey Young is $35,000, what do we think it is if the next nine are announced and it's Jokic, right? Or it's Harden? Because if it's me, I think Jokic and Harden are much cooler than Trae Young. Trae Young's cool, but I think that both of those are more premium moments or more premium players, I should say, than the Trae Young. And I don't know if you guys agree with that.
I don't know. I think Trae Young for me would be, out of all those guys you just named, I'd go for a Trae Young.
Seriously?
I'm going for a I would go for Trae Young. If you're trying to predict guys that are going to be the future of the league, when the LeBrons and those guys are gone, Trae Young has to be in the conversation for a top five or six player, possibly, right? For me, the upside is there. We know how Top Shot treats centers. Don't really like centers for whatever reason. They're just not popular on Top Shot. They're not. And Harden, I mean, James Harden, yeah, I don't know. Win a title or something, and maybe he'll be in that conversation. But I'm just saying.
Trae Young.
Trae Young, wildly popular, man, for some of the young players in the league.
But yeah, and to be honest, go ahead, LG.
I was just going to say, Trae Young, I've got a good buddy, Sean, who really believes Trae Young is like an incredibly marketable player as well. Yeah. And that's something that
hairline is just
Harden is who we know he is. And if he wins a title this year, it'll always be because he had to go join a super team. Right. So it's like Harden's kind of narrative, whether he becomes a multi-champion or one-time champion or whatever, is relatively set or near or getting close to it. Jokic, it's like, For the Nuggets, it's kind of now or never, right? It's like either they got to make a big move or they got to get it done in the next couple of years while he's in his prime and while Murray's going into his prime. Trae Young still has a couple years of like young guy leeway before people start to really say that he hasn't developed enough. Kind of like Luka. It's like they're both guys in their early 20s where they still have, you know, at least 2-3 more years until people say that expectations haven't been met. So Trae Young still kind of carries some of that like big potential value. I feel like there's also a mysticalness around Trae Young in Top Shot because he has the first moment ever minted a one of one Genesis. So I don't know. I feel like in Top Shot, he's got kind of like an extra special aura.
I agree. Top Shot wise, I think he's the top guy.
Plunge, any final thoughts? Because we got another hot guest on the docket.
Let's keep rocking and rolling.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you, Plunge. Thank you for another great episode, another great edition of The Clog. Okay, our next guest, ladies and gentlemen, by now you have probably discovered an amazing platform going around the Top Shot community. It is called Evaluate.Market. They have hit over 30,000 unique user hits to their website. Their Discord, as of this morning, boasts over 16,000 people. Ladies and gentlemen, the guys, the geniuses from Evaluate.Market. Man, I love that crowd. I love our live audience outside.
There they are. There we go.
It's awesome. Thanks. Happy to be here.
Yeah.
We got Chris. We got Alex, and your third man is not here tonight, Cody. But maybe he's listening from home. Gentlemen, the screen is all yours. I think we're going to get a nice little quick demo of Evaluate.Market, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, definitely. Hold on 1 second. I'll share my screen here.
All right, load it up.
And just to clarify, we've got 1,600 members. We're going for 16,000 in our Discord, but we're not.
Oh, did I say 16,000?
Yeah, I think so, but we're getting there.
That would be – hey, you never know. In the days of Top Shot, man, that's not too crazy. Okay, Chris, over to you, man. Tell us all about this awesome tool.
Awesome. Thanks, LG. So this is Evaluate.Market. We've released this on the 12th in the second iteration. And basically, it's how you can analyze what's happening in the market. It's where you can analyze individual moments, see your account value, and also see what's moving in the market. So right here, we can see the daily sales. You know, I remember back and around January 24th when that looked like Mount Everest, and now it looks kind of like the Bunny Hill, but you can see day by day how much sales there were. On the top right, you can see how you can donate to the platform. So you can donate moments or you can donate ETH. You can also join our Discord. Underneath that, you have the volume for the market. So this is the number of sales. And then underneath there, we have the leaderboard. So you can see who the top 25 account owners are and how much is in their account. Moving on, we have the moment analyzer. And I'm going to pick two moments that people gave us on Twitter and in our Discord and show you what you can do with that. The first one is the Luka base set series 2. And I think somebody brought this up. It was actually Heimekin on Twitter because the series 2 just got limited, I believe, to 15,000. What you can do is you can search in the player name, Luka Doncic. Immediately, it will load all of his moments down below. And you can see the sales, like who was the buyer was, who the seller was, what the serial is, and what price it sold at. And you can also see that on a graph. If you want to look closely to the last couple of days, you can just highlight over some of the sales. And you can see how it's moving and how the trend's moving. So it looks like we haven't seen it pick up quite too much quite yet, but in the next couple hours, I wouldn't be surprised if you saw that. One thing I'll mention here is that the site's based on London time, GMT. I think I've heard Plunge Father reach out about 5 times, and we're definitely working on it. But for now, it's based in London. I think if it goes on for another week, he might move to London just so he's on the right.
Yeah, I might have to because I'm literally like cross referencing like YouTube timestamp because I'm trying to figure out like, hey, did we mention this player at this specific time? And then I have to do the mental math of like, okay, what time is that at Greenwich Mean Time in London to figure out where it falls? But you know, I totally understand, like it is awesome where it's at right now, and I'm okay doing a 6 or 7 hour subtraction to get to where I need to be.
Definitely, and we're working on it. I think some of these sales right here should already be in local, but we're getting closer. Like you can see this one for me, I'm on the East Coast, was 4 minutes ago. So the transactions update every couple of minutes. When you put the actual moment name in, you can see the moment picture. It's kind of wrapped like in a plastic looking set photo. You can see what the lowest ask is right now. You can see how many are in circulation.
I know you guys popped that in there today. Like that is awesome. I was
just
so
for this show.
When I saw
just
that.
For this show.
I was, yeah, just for you guys.
Whether the or amount not of times on not, Twitter, like, amount of times on Twitter, I get this question of how can you see how many are left, or even people being like, "What's going on with this?" And I'm like, "Yeah, the supply is not out," and people are like, "What do you mean?" And I'm just like, "Man, I gotta explain it to you." And it's just like, and then this is such an incredible, like, such simple visual.
Definitely. Awesome. Yeah. And below that, you can see the market cap, which right now we just have as the lowest ask times circulation. You can see how many unique owners there are, and you can kind of compare that to the total number owned. So there's a lot of people who own multiple of this Luka Doncic. You can see the number in pack and then the number minted but not in pack. And we get this question all the time, like, what does that mean? Basically, that means StopShot's created it, but it's not yet been put place in a pack. And then what these number in packs, these could be packs that are owned or ones that are yet to go out. We're going to look at one more player real quick just to see what it looks like for somebody who doesn't have as many sales. Andy Cole on Twitter suggested Curry's gold LE card. So let's see if we can find that.
Oh, man. The challenge reward one?
The monster.
You're going to see one anomaly that sold for like $1,000 that came the day it came out. Yeah, there's one. This moment is amazing. There's somebody who bought it for $1,000 and then flipped it 3 minutes later for $8,000. That's one of the craziest things I've ever seen. I think it was a typo in the listing. But
yeah.
That's fantastic. All right. So yeah, if you look here, you can see the sales. We can hover over the last few days if we want to see what it looks like more recently. You can see the volume sold. So for this card, because there's so few of them, there's only, I guess, 211 out there. So there are some days without sales. And then, like I said, you can always click here to see who the buyer and the seller are. And you can sort this to see like what's the lowest serial sold, what's the highest price any of these have sold for. Etc. So this one right here sold for 10K.
I'm so like in awe of you guys, like both Alex and Chris, like you guys, and for everybody that's not in their Discord, it's chaos in there. You know, it's not quite Top Shot proper.
We'll make it sound nicer than that, Plunge.
No, but I mean that there's so many people, and maybe chaos is the wrong term. I don't mean it to suggest that like there isn't control, right? Like there is so much interest and enthusiasm is probably the right word for like, and there's a hunger for more, right? Like, how can I understand more of this thing and how do I have access to more? Because that what Top Shot gives us is so limited in the grand scheme of things. Like, it's awesome. The UI that they have is very focused on allowing people to do specific things, but it's not designed to give you a deep market analysis. That's not what their tool set is for, right? That's what this tool set is for, which I think is a much needed piece. And you guys have taken it in the last 2 or 3 weeks, like in a wild place from what it was 3 weeks ago to what it is now. Like, the amount of work that you're doing outside of your day jobs is incredible. And I really do appreciate it. So, you know, everybody that isn't following them, number one, follow them. If you haven't and you use this tool consistently, donate a moment to them, right? Because you're like, that's how they're making this work and keeping the servers running. Because it's something I use many, many times a day. And I know that the vast majority of people in this chat probably that have seen it before use it as well. So please support these guys.
Definitely. Fun. Thank you.
Yeah. Appreciate that real quick. Like, that energy that we get in the Discord, we feed off of it, right? Whether it's you or anyone else giving us feedback, we love it because it lets us iterate and make a tool that's built for people like us, people that are Top Shot owners that love using it. They want to make informed decisions. So I think that having that quick feedback to turn around, to actually put it in the tool is massive. So we highly encourage that enthusiasm, and whether it's moments or just general appreciation support via Twitter, via Discord, we love it. We feed off of it, and that's what keeps us going.
Definitely. And I want to highlight everyone who has donated. It's been 3 weeks and we've raised $9,000 to keep the site going. So,
the Top Shot. I have a question about that number. Is that the value when the moments were given to you, or is that the current value of the moments as they are?
That's the current value of the moments as they are now. So,
come on. As they are now. Okay.
Would you expect anything else, LG? Come on.
Well, I don't know. I, you know what? You know what, Chris? You know, would be really cool is if you want to show like moments donated at the time and what they've become. It's like people are putting a money in your, or like some a donation in your Top Shot 401k.
It's a trust fund.
Your trust fund that doubles every 3 days.
Definitely. Yeah. No, we're just blown away by it. You know, the Discord, there's a ton of people there. Everyone's, like Punchfather said, is hungry to learn more, to analyze moments with each other. We're not quite Discord in a fool yet, but we've definitely had our moments. So if you got time, join it. It's a lot of fun. But yeah, I'll keep going just because I know we're short on time. We have account value tool that you can use to look up your account. We've noticed that a lot of people spam refresh on that. On this page, and we're there with your refresh and ours throughout the day too. So we definitely relate to that. I pulled up my cousin Crossroads account. I think he's put $5,000 and he's at $26,000. So he's in college, looking like he's about to be like Bloomberg or something.
Paying for his first semester.
Definitely.
His first semester from home. That's the same price as if he was gone.
Yeah, he's already got it covered. But one thing I want to highlight on this page is that if, let's say, you own a moment and you want to see how it's doing, let's say you're thinking about selling it. I don't know why you'd sell a Top Shot at this point, but if you were thinking about it, you can click on that moment. You can scroll down and you can see this moment in the analyzer without having to type it in. Maybe you can take a look at the ownership and whatnot.
Go back to that chart for a second. That's like a kid's drawing, man.
Yeah. Like, I mean,
I love it.
Yeah, the market's just been incredible.
When you see a vertical line on some of these, it's the most fun. Like, the Luka Doncic Cool Cat is by far my favorite graph to analyze at all, because there's these like very clear, there's tons of volume. So you see these very clear lines of where things fall over time. And it's just awesome to see like where they were stepwise and so forth. But yeah, you're getting a ton of different information. And like I said, I cannot reiterate more times, like the amount of work that you have done, the group of you guys that have figured this stuff out and are making tweaks on the fly and putting it out there for everybody, for like, no one's obligated to pay you, but they are. Like, it is so cool how much you are able to accomplish in so little time. So I really do appreciate it. Yeah, I did just hit everybody in the market. Oh, sorry. One more time. Everybody in the chat, it is at Evaluate Market is the Top Shot username. So go ahead and hit that. If you can, even smaller moments are fine. Like anything, if you enjoy their tool, please, please, please support them.
Thank you so much, Plunge. We appreciate that. We appreciate how you and LG were involved very early on. You guys have to be of the first top 50 users. You guys joined the Discord early on, and you've been big for our growth and giving great feedback. I think we hear from Plunge Father maybe every other day, just telling us about his experience using it, and we've actioned on a lot of that stuff. And then we're going to finish the big one, the time zone one, as soon as we can. But we really appreciate you guys.
It's more like twice a day, and I'd never want to switch off GMT. Just out of spite.
Well, that's all good, guys.
It's your prerogative. You can do whatever you want, and I'll still use it.
I'm totally clear. We're going to get that fixed.
I think one of the most important things that we're seeing in the Top Shot community is people helping each other out, and I think we'll always be happy on First Mint and on this show to highlight people that are truly giving stuff back to the community. So Evaluate Market is a great example of a tool that is sorely needed. And you know, everybody who's watching right now, spread the word. This is a great tool. Go poke around, and if there's anything. You know, what's been so great about Chris and Alex and Cody is that if there's anything I've thought the tool needed, they are super open to feedback. They're very open to their community's feedback. They're literally building the tool every day based around what people want to see. So I'm excited as well, guys, to see where it's going to be in a month once Top Shot keeps evolving and we've got 50,000 CC moments. Excited to see where you guys are at. Any parting words, any other last nugget of wisdom you can share with us in terms of how people can share this, use this tool to score a good snipe on the marketplace or something?
Definitely. And it's this page right here. Check out the Market Movers if you get time. It tells you how many cereals have sold under the 50 percentile. So if it's 1,000 limited moment, anything 500 through 1,000, and you can see the percent price change over 24 hours. I usually look at the top ones that have sold the most, and I just click on the evaluate and I check them out. It's a good way to find out which moments are moving, and then I kind of hop on the train.
Nice. That's awesome. All right, gentlemen, thank you so much, guys. Evaluate.market. Whoa. Evaluate.market is the tool. Evaluate Market is the Twitter handle. We got Chris, we got Alex. Gentlemen, thank you so much for your time. It's great to see you.
Thank you, guys.
Yep. Thanks for having us on.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Goodbye. All right. Guys, our next guest, he's back. This is the first two-time guest ever. Let's hear it from the audience first. Arsenic, what's up, the Zeller Master?
Whoa! What are you doing?
That's Arsenic. Awesome. How are you doing, man?
Very good. You?
I'm so good.
Of course he's doing good. How many lamellos do you have again?
All of them.
Six, I think.
Ah. He's got like what was it? You have like 30 James Wisemans, I think it was.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Wiseman got
30. Yeah. He did what give a one day. Away last week. He did give one away, so that was pretty good.
Very good.
Okay, Arsenic. Since we talked about Zeller last week, tell me what your week in DMs has been like.
It's been a little crazy. I mean, I did tons of trades. Or sellers through DMs. I've had a lot of people asking how we will be doing the raffle today. It's been fire. I mean, I've had a hard time to catch up with everyone. If I missed everyone, I apologize. And just hit me up again, and I will answer you. I tried to answer everyone. Yeah.
So Arsenic, I got a question for you. So have you looked at the evaluate.market leaderboard this week at all since they put it up?
I know the value went up a lot this week.
Yeah. So I just looked, and at least the view that I'm looking at, there is the top 25, and guess who's number 25? Our guy Arsenic. Fun fact, you might be top 24. You might be even top 23, but the big handsome with all the Zellers that has gone isn't part of your account. Right? That's the big handsome. Oh. And then we've got Arsenic, which are two different things. If you combine them together, maybe we're at number 24. Maybe we're at number 23.
Arsenic, I just want you to tell the chat what you're all about. Some of them don't know you. They haven't seen you last week. They didn't see you on the show. They don't really know what your mission is. So why don't you tell the chat why it is that you're the first two-time guest on the First Mint Live show and what your pretty much life mission is with Top Shot.
Yeah, the goal is to gather 1,000 Zeller. All that started one late night with a couple of guys around. We were joking. They were actually laughing about Zellers. So just told them I would grab 100 of them just to prove them he's not that bad. And then someone suggests to go up to $1,000. So yeah, that night I agreed with that. And I actually still going for it, even if it's not what, $40, $50 or whatever, I don't know. So yeah, I will reach that $1,000. That was the goal. And actually, once I hit that $1,000, the goal is to actually give back to the community.
Wow.
Slowly, absolutely, yeah. So I got a lot of them at $1, and now with the market, they're a lot. So I don't know if they reach $100, I will be able to give 100 pieces to some community member. Yeah.
That's awesome. Because, I mean, they were $1, $2, or $3 early on.
Yeah.
When you were talking about this, and I was talking to you, I was DMing you this week, and so funny to talk through this all and looking at, you know, the tools of volume. Last week on the live show, we talked through December 14th. It must have been a really late night with probably a handful of these, because there were like 100 Zellers purchased at that point. And on Friday, when we had our live show, there were 113 purchases of Cody Zeller base moments. It went from like a floor of like $18 to $35. And guess what, LG, when we sent that out this morning, even though we were super explicit about the fact that don't buy a Zeller now, it is too late for you to enter your Zeller into the contest if you purchase it after Wednesday night. Guess how many, that's the trivia question for you.
Don't tell me.
How many were purchased in the last like 24 hours? Because it spiked.
I don't know, like a freaking 500.
No, it was like 45. So like 45 more. So I don't think that's all natural. I think that's probably people not reading the directions. But in terms of the Zellers, and the reason that we did that, just for everybody's benefit, why we set it where we did, we have no intention, and I don't think Arsenic has any intention of trying to run these things up and you know, skew the market on them in any way. This is supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be a cool goal that we can help him along with. And, you know, if you're looking at it from an investment perspective, like that's not really what this is about in the grand scheme of things. And to Arsenic's point earlier, like he's trying to gift them back at the end of it. It's not like he's trying to hold and then pump the price up so that he can make his own nest egg off of it. It's just a fun activity for him. So that's sort of what it's all about, at least from my perspective.
Yeah.
And we saw we had somebody tweeting us today, Arsenic, that we had someone buy, I think it was 75 Jonas Valanciunas. So I don't know if the mission is to emulate what you've been doing with JV now, but this person bought them for, I think, $2 or $3, was then fascinated that they had reached $5, because I mean the investment's a good one, regardless. And he's got 75 or whatever the number is. So maybe you've got a little bit of competition. Maybe you're a trendsetter, and we're going to see people just picking the most random players and trying to drive them right through the sky.
Maybe. I don't know if it's a good investment strategy. I mean, at some point you need to drop them if you want to profit from them. So
right.
So yeah, from an investment perspective, I don't know. At $2 right now, I think it's not a bad investment because they will probably get grabbed up along the way. But yeah, I will not suggest to go that way. It's a long way. It's not not that easy.
Okay. So are we gonna do this thing, Arsenic, or what?
Let's do this.
You ready to do this? Can you remind us of what the prizes are? And we're doing and how's the raffle gonna work? Can we just go back over this, how the raffle's gonna work? Here we go. Okay. It was Tyrese Halliburton, Anthony Edwards, LeBron James, Joel Embiid, Kevin Durant, Giannis, Patrick Williams, Matisse Thybulle, Michael Porter Jr., and Obi Toppin were the players.
Holy moly.
Yeah, pretty wild. And I also got the prize list right here.
That is
Where did Plunge go? An emergency.
Emergency call. Somewhere. That's a disclaimer that comes with Plunge Man or Plunge Father.
Okay, excellent. So what we're going to do, how's this going to work, Arsenic? We got the list of people that gave the Zeller.
Yes.
So we're going to do a draw for them, and then we're going to do a draw for everyone else who entered the raffle, correct? Is that what we're doing?
Correct, yes. Okay. I don't know how you guys want to do that. I know we had a goal of $250. I don't know if you want to split the prices or...
How many of these amazing prizes do you want to give away tonight, Arsenic? Let's start with that. Because these are all such amazing, because I'm going to go over the prize list again. Yeah. Tyrese Halliburton, Anthony Edwards, LeBron James, it's a 7500 LE.
Jesus.
Joel Embiid base series 1, Kevin Durant 7500 LE, Giannis base series 1 1500, Patrick Williams only there's only one moment, Matisse Thybulle S1 or series 1 base, Michael Porter Jr. series 1 base, Obi Toppin. So this is a lot of prizes. We can do some of it now. I know you're still trying to get more Zellers here. So yeah. we can save some for the next time. So we can pick a few of these to do for the Zeller folks, and then we can do some of them for the regular raffle as well. How's that sound?
That's good. We can do.
Sorry, I didn't realize there's a whole second list of players here.
Yeah,
wow. There's a whole other list. We're going to be doing Zeller raffles for literally months, I think, until we get.
This is like the giveaway of the century. Holy.
Lunch had the strategy for that, but it's kind of. Whoa, I don't know what it is right now. But
okay.
Can we pick maybe five random moments from the list and one more for the free?
Okay, let's do it. Let's do five from the list for Zeller and five for the rest of the gang.
I don't know because they were. sorry here. It's a bit messy.
We got a lot. Let's do. How about this? We got
60 Zellers, so I don't know if you have the prices or something. Maybe try to match.
Okay.
Match a bit, so I don't give $7,000. $7,000.
You know what? Let's just get started. Yeah. Why don't we just pick one and we'll give it to one of the Zeller folks. Okay. Let's start with that.
We'll do that. Yeah.
Okay. Which one, Arsenic? You got to pick. You got to pick which one it is.
You guys pick one.
Phil D, do you have a preference in that? Players we just mentioned.
Let's go with let's go big on the first one. Let's go with a Tyrese Halliburton.
All right.
Ooh, yeah. That is the biggest one. Okay, so this is for the people that gave Zellers and it's for the Tyrese Halliburton.
Oh, this is good. There's not that many people. That's good.
Nathan.
Wow. Hey, there could be a lot of Nathan sending you messages after this one.
Probably.
I didn't realize there was a whole second part of the list, which is Steph Curry S2 base 7500.
Damn.
What's up? I'm back now. I do want to say, so there was a couple, like I said before earlier, the trivia things. I actually sent a Cody Zeller to Top Shot NFT. So Top Shot NFT, are you still here? Are you in the chat? If so, you should, if you haven't entered already into this, you should send that Zeller that I just sent you
Arsenic
to hop in. So
we cut off an hour and 15 minutes ago, man. These were your rules.
This was owned prior. So I would allow it if it was up to me, but I guess it's up to you.
You wrote the rules to the contest.
No, I think it's fair game.
You said
30
minutes into the show is the cutoff.
Come on,
I gifted it to him like 20 minutes in. He didn't purchase it before then.
Okay, moving on. We got a lot of other players to go through.
Just a thought.
We got a Series 2 Steph Curry, Series 1 Hachimura, Series 1 Jokic, Series 2 Zion, Series 1 Eric Pascal, Series 1 Brandon Ingram, Series 1 Jimmy Buckets, Series 2 Ja Morant, Series 2 Damian Lillard, Series 2 Kawhi Leonard. I'm just going to pick one out of there, and this is for the Zeller raffle. I'm going to go with Jokic Series 1, one of 35-25. All right, so this is for the Zeller entries. Here we go. Who's going to get one of these? The Heartbreakers. There we go.
Ooh.
Okay. Nice.
Wow.
Okay. And then we'll pick one more. We'll pick one more for the Zeller and then maybe two more for the Zeller Arsenic and then two for just the regular crowd for just the normal raffle. How's that sound?
That's good.
Okay. And then we'll figure it out from there. It's a bit of a messy way to get you all the Zellers, but we're going to do it. And everybody who's entered in some way,
make sure
it works.
If you feel like you've missed out and your name is not on there and you don't know why, you need to follow at the First Mint Twitter page to find out about all these contests and how to get in on them.
SD Guru, you got the Kawhi Leonard. And then we'll do one more.
That's my third burner. Nice.
We're going to keep SD Guru. This one, it's for the Ja Morant Series 2, one of 7,500. It's number 7277.
This is nice. This is like an $80 or $90 moment right now.
These are great. Yeah, these are amazing. Arsenic,
you're all very good.
Generous man with your moments.
They're so good.
Here we go. Who's going to get it? Jay Malia.
That's a $160 moment.
Here we go. We're having a great time here. Okay.
That's dope.
That's pretty solid. So okay, so
man, I love you.
Arsene. How many Zellers away are you now?
Je t'aime. No, how do you say like a friendly "I love you" in French? Because je t'aime, is it je t'aime? Like that's
what is going on?
Yeah, je t'aime.
Oh. Je t'aime. That's like no
language action right here.
We're getting calm down.
Calm yourselves down. I'm just trying to be friendly.
No, he's not going to send you any free moments, Plunge. Just chill out.
No, I'm sending him stuff. Come on.
Okay, Arsenic. How many Zellers do we still need?
Do we still need? We still need, let me check, probably 200 Zellers.
Okay. Okay. No, nobody go buy a Zeller right now. We're going to do a little conference.
Why would you say that?
And we're going to figure out, don't go buy the Zellers. Don't do it because it won't guarantee you any kind of prize. But we're going to figure it out. We'll get back to you. We still got everybody's names from this raffle. We're going to continue the raffle and make sure everybody who entered in this one is honored for the following raffles. Don't worry, we're going to work it out. We're just going to figure out our system because it is a bit of a weird way to make sure that this isn't that we're actually allowed to do this kind of raffle. So, anyways, folks, the Zeller raffle will return, and we will let you know what's going on with it. Arsenic, any parting words before we let you go for tonight?
Well, thank you guys for doing that, for helping me reaching out that thousands of others. We'll get there. Hopefully we get Cody attention so I can go meet him and I don't know.
Yeah. So everybody, if you haven't already, if go tweet Cody Zeller, it's at Cody Zeller on Twitter and say at Cody Zeller, Arsenic is your biggest fan. link to his, the big handsome profile, send him the link and just be like, this man is obsessed with you. And I'm sure that'll allow for a meet and greet.
I think Arsenic will forever be grateful if anybody can make that happen. Anybody who's connected in the NBA world, please make it happen.
Does anybody know LaMelo? LaMelo might know.
It's going to happen on this show, man. We're going to make it happen right here.
All right.
We're going to get Zeller on here. Zeller is going to be the 1,000th Zeller. And then I think it'd be the most appropriate thing is if you gave him all his own moments.
I could do that.
Okay, Arsenic, we will see you again. Thank you, Arsenic. Where are we at now? We've done a lot of prizes. I think we're kind of just at the end of the show here, which we always love to end with a segment that we like to call Discord a Fool with the real Phil D.
And you know what? We're kind of revamping it. Every week in Discord, you've got all sorts of nonsense in there. We could probably read you 50 different comments or maybe 5,000 different comments that caught my eye. But I try and go in there, capture the best. I have a lot of them sent to me, so I'll read some of those too. But I'll try to keep it, you know, maybe 5 to 10 somewhere in there. And in the future, we'll do a Letterman-type style countdown where maybe LG will flash them on the screen at the same time so you can see what people are saying. But in case you don't know, if you're in the Top Shot Discord, all right, that thing needs a disclaimer. If you go in the general section, I hate calling it this, but it's like a cesspool in there of complete disasters. All right. When PAX is asked what? How many times? You guys see it?
It's 5,000
times a minute. It's a complete.
It's like Skid Row. It really is.
It's not for everybody. And here's the cool part. I'll have to admit this. I don't like admitting things and kind of revealing this, but I was given access to the 100 club. All right. Where you're allowed to post those little icons. And nothing makes me laugh more than when someone's asking for packs or someone's complaining about something to put the clown icon and watch like 50 people smash it or put the little baby bottle and things like that. People are putting eggplants. People are putting all sorts of stuff, man. I love it. It's a cool place to hang out. So I'll get started with some of the top things I saw this week. Somebody, and I think we were waiting for packs at this point, office toilet break over 10 minutes. Lights have automatically turned off. And I can't see a thing. All right. This is while waiting for PAX. And again, keep in mind, sometimes there's an hour break between when you can post. And this is what people choose to post. Ridiculous. All right. And I love putting those little clown things. I put that clown thing on a lot of people in there. I think LG, you sent me this one. I unfortunately didn't see it. Somebody was asking Josh Hart. Okay. They added Josh Hart, the NBA player who was in there last night. Kiss me on the mouth. Listen. When guys like Josh Hart are into Top Shot and they come into Discord, all right, a lot of people are nice to them, but posting the poop icon and having like 80 people hit it, And people saying kiss me on the mouth and things like that. I'm not sure that's right up there with whoever said that. I think it was Alan is cute. That's right up there with that. Another one that got a ton of attention, and I'll tell you what kind of attention it got, was raise your hand immediately if you are from North Korea. All right. Completely random. You had 18 people put their
Discord.
18 people put their hands up. All right. 19 eggplants. All right.
We're going to need some screenshots next week. We're going to see these in context. We need to see them. We need to make them into NFTs.
22 rockets, for whatever reason. I'm not sure what they're insinuating with North Korea, but there's 22 rockets. All right. And then a bunch of LeBron faces. So I'm not sure what this person was up to. People love it, though, when they can just punch those icons. A couple more here. And I think, Plunge, you may have sent me a few of these. I could go on all night. I don't know what this was an answer to, but this was an answer to something. I could kill an ostrich, I think, and those things are massive. So you're telling the Top Shot community that you can kill an ostrich because they're massive. Thanks, pal.
Well, that was the answer to the question about what's the largest land animal by mass that you could kill in hand-to-hand combat to the death
in
the high school gymnasium.
You just reminded me the last week you talked about the spider, whether it's an animal or not.
We're not getting into that. And I've got the last one from Discord. Was someone who posted, and this is while we were waiting for packs to drop. There weren't packs for 5, 6, 7 days. He said, waiting for packs makes you horny for moments, and I'm going to get some. So things like that are what make Discord interesting. Also, LG, I want to talk about the contest you ran last night between the Lakers and the Nuggets for that LeBron moment. The Lakers and the Nets. I said Nuggets for a reason. We had two people answer, and I didn't even go through all of them. One guy answered, and this is after the game was done. I mean, at least try and get it right if you're going to cheat and play the game after the deadline. He answered Nuggets as the winner of that game and then quickly deleted it and put Nets. All right. Then we had the other one, and I'll keep these people anonymous. We had the other one who said, this is after the Nets were up by 15 at this point. He goes, he had originally said, can't ever count out the King, LA all the way. That's his original guess. He comes in midway through the game and goes, hey guys, real quick, might change my answer to Brooklyn. I'm definitely not watching the game right now. Just a gut feeling. I mean, come on, guy. Who do you think you are, man? What do we look like to you? Seriously. And right now, you still have people answering Lakers or Nets. I keep getting notifications,
still,
man.
People are still telling me how many points Donovan Mitchell is going to score 3 days ago.
Absolutely ridiculous.
I know we said we'd end the show now, but there is one very important topic that we didn't chat about at all, and it was the title of this episode. Cool Cats season right now. Guys, I think really quick, let's just go over the main questions we've been getting this week about Cool Cats. One, what is going on with Luka Doncic in that moment? I think it's cracking 5K now. And is it still worth it to do the Anthony Davis challenge? We're doing one last little bump here at the end of the show in terms of extending the show a little bit. Gentlemen, what do you think?
I'm a big advocate for the Cool Cats because I tell people, all right, your prediction of Luka was that Luka would hit what? Maximum $2,000. Look where we are now, okay?
Me?
Your
prediction? No,
not you, people. This is what people are saying.
They thought
the Luka was only going to hit 2,000 at any point, and that was it. Then you've got AD, okay? You've got AD. People are saying they're predicting 400 to 500. It's obviously going to be double that or more, okay? Because what's happening here is with all the new players coming in or the new users and all these NBA players taking notice, Bleacher Report, Barstool, all of that, it's going to continue and it's going to grab momentum. Don't forget, Top Shot has barely spent on advertising, all right? It hasn't been put out there during NBA broadcasts, none of that. When that happens, if that's middle of the Cool Cats challenge and somebody comes in and some big spenders, there's a lot of big spenders who want a piece of this, and they come in and they say, well, hold on a second here. How can I complete this master challenge to get the LaMelo? Because we discussed it. LaMelo has become a commodity on Top Shot, one of the top gets on Top Shot. So everybody wants that LaMelo. They'll know how limited it might be. They're going to come in and they're going to spend. That will keep all the Cool Cats relevant right to the end. It is a great investment. Again, you guys are against giving advice. I've been an advocate for it from the start. I'm participating. I know a lot of people who are, and I know a lot of people who are really disappointed that they missed out on part one, costing only $1,300, all right, right before part two was released on Monday. You could have gone in there on Saturday afternoon or Saturday night of last week and bought the entire first part, including Luka, for $1,300. All right. I think it'll keep going up. And I think it's probably one of the biggest challenges ever for Top Shot. Yeah. People love it.
Without a doubt, it will be the biggest one. There was already a master challenge in series one, but it was just like got game, and the reward was Matisse Thybul. It was not on this level. It was like to collect all the moments, you needed like $300. It was nothing.
It's nothing.
Plunge, what are you thinking? Plunge, are you doing this challenge? Are you doing this challenge or what?
Yeah, I am. Unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, I've sort of hinted at this a couple times. Like I've got friends that were kind of in on some things together. And I think there's a lot of people that are probably in that situation where it's like, if you've got a big purchase or you're trying to do something with a group of people, you don't have to be it on your own. So we have committed to doing this thing and we're sort of second guessing ourselves, but I wanted back to my guy, Vinny, right? Like I wanted to buy a John Wall at $110 two or three days ago. And he was like, no, it's going to come down. And I'm like, all right, cool. Sounds good. And we bought one for $300 today. So we're done. We got all 10. Thanks, LG. I appreciate your help with all that. Like we made some trades. It was not just a straight purchase thing. I think the things that we were working on. No, forget that. But like, thanks, LG. Much appreciated.
But here to help.
The idea here is if you already have money in, try and have your assets work for you, right? Like for us, it was, we had a couple other things that, an OB top end, and we had a cat from the series one stuff. And it was like, okay, these moments that we don't feel very comfortable about, or we don't love, like let's move them and put them into a cool cat. Or the situation I was mentioning earlier where like my buddy Hui, he didn't want to do the gift. Or he wants to do the gift. We didn't want to do the gift. He isn't going to do the cool cats. We're going to do the cool cats. So we swapped and we said, okay, you can have our Donovan Mitchell. We'll take your, whatever it was. I think it was a PJ Washington or whatever the hell it was. Mm-hmm. But like we didn't, I think we, other than a couple smaller moments, I think we spent $300 on the John Wall, which was kind of sucked, but we just like repurposed. I hit my mic. We repurposed other things into that. So it was sort of like, I don't feel like for AD at least I have 1500 or whatever the number is right now. It's probably like more like 1600 or 1700 in cash. Like I repurposed other assets. So if you're in that position, try and wheel and deal. That's the game. And I mentioned this on an earlier podcast that I took to get it. Like this is the game right now, right? The fully realized version of Top Shot is not, there's a marketplace where you can buy and sell card or, moments of NBA players. There is more to this. And the utility of these moments is their ability to benefit you in challenges. But, and then down the line, when they release hard court and some of the other things, these moments will have more utility than that. So mm-hmm. try and keep that in mind as you go as well, that like, yes, it may be a financial windfall one way or another, like where you have, it's 300 and then it's 150 or it's 150 and then it's 300, but that's not the game, right? The game is beyond that. And I think sometimes we lose sight of that because of the hashtag gains and all of the cool, like massive market spike stuff that happens. But, this is part of that. And I think that that's coming across in the psychology of why this is so important and why it's so visible is because they pump the shit out of it. Excuse my language, right? Like this is really important. And this is the thing that you see. And it's the most visible thing on the site. And it's what everybody's working towards. And it's the thing that people talk about because there's a psychology around it. If it was just straight supply and demand, we wouldn't be anywhere near this. And one of our good buddies, Chugs and Bugs, who's part of the First Mint family as a whole, like there is a serious premium from a utility perspective on these cool cats right now. It is going to go away once the LaMelo is done. And partially that utility will go away as each of the interim challenges is done. But I just checked the marketplace and guess what? That Devin Booker, if you had to guess from Cool Cats 1, how much is that Devin Booker worth right now, LG?
Oh man, I don't even want to.
Yeah, no, that. It's.
Guess how what much it is?
Okay, $800.
Oh, no. Oh man.
Well, what? Listen, you know my predictions are terrible. They're either
they're really bad. 329. So it's back to where
still, because the new people.
It dipped super hard.
It's back. No, of course it's back because all the new users are like, what's this cool cats thing? I want a piece of this. And how do I get a piece of this? I have to buy a Devin Booker. You know what I mean? Right. So I'd love to know how many people felt priced out and bailed on the cool cats before Luka took off the way he did. Because if you saw Luka at only 750 early on, and you're like, oh man, he was supposed to be $2,000 or $3,000, and you're like, I'm out of here with Cool Cats, and I'm dumping Luka. You're probably regretting it now, because I mean, it's incredible. And what I love about Cool Cats is all the side action going on now with the base moments. How much fun have we been having trying to predict the base moments? And the list that's been put out, and a lot of people put out other lists, a lot of people predicted some of the same things, but the list that we put out, if you stockpiled all those guys, you're probably smiling today because of what happened. Regardless if they're ever used as base moments on the Cool Cats, which a lot of them probably won't be now that they're completely priced out. But yeah, we're going to work on a new list. I had a ton of requests for that today on my thoughts on what the new base moments. We'll wait to see what the new moments are for Series 2 and what's released, and then we'll come out with a list. I don't think we're really close to Part 3 just yet. Probably another week and a half when that challenge ends, we'll be discussing Part 3. But it'll be a lot of fun to come up with a new list of new players and new moments that'll be involved in being part of the challenge.
Last thing I want to say on that is that the challenges, at least in the past, are not usually that scattered. I wouldn't be surprised if Cool Cats 3 actually comes out next week and that the challenge starts while challenge number 2 is still happening. I'm just saying, in the past, that's happened. That's happened. So I'm just throwing that out there. Phil D, giving you a counter opinion. This is the third week in a row we've done this, and it has been an honor to converse with you. Everybody who stuck around, this has been a marathon, amazing Friday, first Friday minute, whatever I call it. Thank you awesome for being viewers. Here. If you won a prize, good job. If you guessed the trivia right and you were on time, great work. If you were late, that's all good. We're going to do more trivia next week. We're going to give you guys other ways to participate in the raffle. So make sure you tune in every Friday night, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, whatever time that is in London. I don't know. If you're there, tune in. Phil D, the last thing they got to do before they go?
They need to smash the subscribe button. They need to smash the like button. And I just want to leave everybody on a couple words. Right. I want predictions on this. I want people to send me predictions. What do you think Bronny Jr.'s first moment in Top Shot, when the time comes, will go for? That's what I want people to think about, because I want to discuss that one time.
Oh, I like that. I like that a lot.
Got to make the NBA first.
Oh.
All right, folks. Have a good night. Have a great weekend.
Doing.
There's no packs tonight, but that doesn't mean there's no packs tomorrow. So you never know what is going to happen.
And stay those packs tuned. Are loaded.
Stay tuned to the First Mint Twitter. I will be posting as much information as I can as it becomes available. Happy shopping, flipping, selling. We will see you next week on the First Mint. Have a good night.